Been on the East Coast for the past few days. It's been hard to keep up with my regular routine schedule and haven't been recording early morning thoughts. Been sleeping in with wifey. But now currently we're walking the streets of Brooklyn and I actually have plenty of recordings that I haven't uploaded as podcasts. So these next episodes are those. Enjoy. You're listening to Morning Thoughts with Gil. I'm sharing the journey that I'm on right now and the thoughts that I'm having each morning as I prep myself to go into that gym to get that daily workout in. These are great to follow my journey and to possibly gain some of the wisdom that I'm learning through my journey. So I hope you find value in it. And if you do, make sure to share. Enjoy the episode. Your biggest strength is going to be your biggest weakness. And your biggest weakness can be your biggest strength. Look, how many of us know loudmouths? Or we like to call them loudmouths. We think they're too outgoing. They don't know when to be quiet. They always speak their opinion without being asked. And everyone's always got something to say about them, usually behind their back because they won't do it in front of them because they know that person will let them know what's up. Yet when shit hits the fan or there's a problem that needs to be solved, they're the person that's getting that phone call. You know, and the opposite to that quiet person. That quiet person is always saying, man, you never speak up. Man, you're too quiet. Man, you're afraid to take somebody's side. But when shit hits the fan, they need somebody level-headed. They need somebody to make a decision without judgment. They're the ones that get that call. So the point is, recognize your strengths and understand that not everybody's always going to appreciate them. And there's going to be times where even though they're not appreciated, they will be called upon from those same people who don't appreciate them. Now, look, does that mean you don't help those people? I don't know. It depends on who they are. If they're unhealthy in your life and you seem that you... Look, people are always talking about get rid of unhealthy people in your life. Wait, how about you build yourself up so that you may be able to help them as well? Ain't nobody perfect. You know, if you got love for somebody, you should do what you can to help them in within your capacity. When it comes to knowing who you are and what you have to offer people, it may not be easy, right? And some of us try to put on our gifts to others that just ain't willing to accept it. And it's not that they're wrong. It's just that maybe we're delivering it wrong. Just because you're outspoken doesn't, you know, I keep it real. Well, you keep it real hypocritical sometimes. So you're always willing to tell people what's wrong with them or what they should do. Yet you don't do any of those things yourself. You know, and those quiet people. Some of you are passive. Some of us in times are passive when you need to stand your ground. There is no 100% all the time. You're going in and out of these things. And one, you should give yourself grace to understand, you know, once you understand that you're not one thing all the time and you're doing your best to conduct yourself the way that you want to conduct yourself and the way you could be proud of conducting yourself, then you're doing good. You're doing all right. And stop judging others for theirs. Like somebody says something wrong and it hurts somebody's feelings. And like that person's the worst person in the world. I mean, how many times do you say something wrong and hurt somebody's feelings? That doesn't make you the worst person in the world. We're too quick to judge and cancel. You know, but I really wanted to take the time to make this video about your strengths, which some people are on you about. and you're starting to think of, you're starting to think to yourself, man, is there really something wrong with me? Do I need to change? And it's not necessarily that you need to change, but you may need to grow, because we all need to grow. Did you stop growing? You know, if you're not pushing yourself physically, you're not paying attention to what you put in your body, you're not trying to expand your understanding of the a spiritual world that we actually live in, and try to not live solely in this materialistic world. If you don't do those things, then more than likely you're in a slump. You're in a rut. No, more than likely you are. Because we're meant to be the best versions of ourselves. We're meant to constantly grow. We're meant to go through adversity so we could learn from it and then spread our wisdom to others. But look, when it comes to me growing up, I was always told I was quiet, and I was. And when you get told enough times, you start to think that something is wrong with you. But look, I'm gonna let you know from, you know, my 40 years on this planet that I've grown to learn something from that. It's usually the people who are telling you you're way too quiet, you don't talk enough, you're weird, like, are you a mute? It's usually those outgoing people that talk, that don't know when to shut up. And it's because they're uncomfortable in silence. And so they try to put their comfort on you, their discomfort on you. And so, look, growing up, I'm going through this issue, and I'm thinking, you know, you never take sides when family members are arguing. You love everybody involved, and you're not taking sides. You're trying to make everybody understand everybody. When there's a big event going on, and you're calm and you're steady, but yet there's excitement all around you, and there's many people around, strangers around you, but yet you're being said you're too quiet or you're boring, when really what are you doing? You're scoping the scene. You're going through in your head the possibilities of what could happen, so that if and when they do, you're ready for them. And it's a balance, right? If we were all quiet, it probably would be a boring ass world. If we were all loud and outgoing and just excited all the time, we would never have a sense of grounding and calmness, and that wouldn't be well either. Like, we need to balance each other out. And as I grew older and started to realize these things, and really gaining confidence is where it comes from, and the understanding of humans and how we behave and why we behave the ways we do, you start to realize that, no, what I have is a gift. And I don't need to be your way. I need to understand my way so I can apply it better. And sure enough, as I grow up, that weakness, that so-called weakness of not always being loud, not speaking out of turn, not taking sides, has become something that, not only within my family, but in my community, I'm seeked for because of my empathy for others, for my lack of judgment. I can't tell you how many people come to me without even knowing me and want to tell me all their problems. I find it weird at first, you know, as growing up, like, why is everybody telling me their problems? I don't understand that. But it's because when you are truly who you are and you accept it, you extrude that. And so people could see I'm not going to judge them. People could see I will have empathy for their situations, and people will see that whatever advice or words that I use will be coming filled with love and in hopes to help them. And so, yeah, I'm not the person you call when you want to go have a fun party and an exciting ass time. No, definitely not. And I'm cool with that. I'm happy with that. But I am the person that you call when your world comes crumbling down. I am that person you call when a situation needs to be handled. I am that person you call when you need a level head to moderate between you and another loved one. And that I'm damn proud of. And that's why I wanted to make this video, to let you know that what people are making fun of you about, what people are talking shit to you about, what people are saying you need to change. If that's you, that's you. You don't need to change. But you may need a tweak of how you deliver it. And you may need to stop forcing it upon people that don't want it or aren't going to accept it. Be celebrated, not tolerated. Have a good one. Much love.